you're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Hello and welcome to this AHDB Pork podcast. My name's Duncan Wyatt and I'm here with Bethan Wilkins, and we're just going to have a quick catch up around what's been going on in the UK pork market in the light of coronavirus, both here and around the world. So Bethan, tell us a little bit about demand, if that's all right.
Yeah, so, well, compared to some of the other proteins, pork demand does seem to have fared a little bit better. During the panic buying period, it seems that the volume of pork purchased there was probably more than enough to compensate for the loss of the food service demand. As we've come into more recent weeks as well, some of the processed products in particular have held up quite well. Fresh pork does seem to have dropped back a little bit in more recent weeks, though.
Yeah, so it sounds like in terms of the translation of the sort of products that get sold into food service and the sort of been going into retail, there's probably quite a lot of crossover, and it sounds like the processes have been quite good in terms of adapting that supply, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem that things have panned out pretty well. More recently, though, we have had a few reports that they're starting to maybe struggle a little bit with a build-up in stocks of shoulder and belly cuts in particular, which were probably disproportionately going into the food service market.
Yeah. I suppose ordinarily, with China opening up, those kind of products, you'd be able to send those across to China. But with the global market as it is and US pork production, plenty of pork on the US market, maybe global prices are going to be a bit depressed, do you think?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, we did see a very significant fall in the US hog futures market and the farm gate prices in the US as well. They're facing quite a lot of challenges over there with both the loss of food service demand, which seems to be a little bit more important for the US domestic pork market, and also a lot of their major pork processing plants seem to be closing, and obviously that's all weighing on the US price quite a bit.
So it's weighing on the kind of the price for pigs, but it sounds as if even with those closures, it sounds to me, looking at a few reports from big buyers of pork in the US, I don't think there's a shortage of meat, particularly at the retail sector, or even, you know, it sounds like there's still plenty of meat being supplied. So I wonder if when those processors get up and running again, whether or not that pork is going to have to find a home on the export market, do you think?
Yeah, it's particularly for some cuts as well, because I mean, particularly the belly price I know has been affected a lot, because that's particularly a food service primal. But yeah.
Streaky bacon, you mean?
Particular. Yeah.
Yeah, streaky, I love streaky bacon. And of course, you know, a market, you know, it sounds reasonable that a market that that's going to go to is going to be China, isn't it? Because they're kind of coming out of lockdown, you know, at a pace, and with ASF obviously still very much underpinning the whole global pork market, that's going to be quite an important outlet, don't you think?
Yeah, we've already seen the US starting to get more and more market share in China in recent months. So it seems we are going to get more competition from US products on the Chinese market this year, particularly now their prices seem to be quite significantly affected. So that's going to be something that our exporters are going to be facing in the next few months, I think.
Yeah, I think logistics might be a bit tricky, though. Obviously, we've heard a lot about the shipping market in terms of container availability, and I suppose there must be a limit to just physically how much pork can be imported into China, whatever demand is behind the scenes. I suppose there must be a limit to how much pork can actually be imported and checked and everything that needs to happen to it as it goes through. So it'll be interesting to see just how much they can take, because obviously they do have the demand for it, don't they? So
yeah, I mean, China's demand is going to be very significant this year again. Their production is going to fall probably another 20% or something like that. So I mean, they're going to have the demand for the pork coming in, but it's just going to be who's going to get it there, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I suppose a bit close to home in terms of processing capacity, it sounds like in the UK and across Europe, although some countries have had slightly different experiences, Italy seems to have struggled a little bit more than most. But it sounds like really, you know, a lot of processors are doing pretty well, keeping the show on the road, you know, in terms of being able to slaughter pigs, keep product moving.
Yeah, it does seem we've not heard many reports of difficulties with pigs getting placed in slaughter plants or anything like that. It seems to have been continuing pretty well. I suppose that partly reflects the fact that in America they work so close to capacity, whereas there's a little bit more wiggle room over here. But Yeah, the production seems to be continuing, and I think probably some of that as well is that in the UK and some of the other countries, there was some encouragement to send pigs forward a little bit early.
So lighter weights, do you think?
We did have a little bit of a drop in weight, so of course you do at this time of year anyway, so it's kind of hard to sort of strip out exactly how much that was in the effect. But we did seem to get a little bit on top of the slaughter level, so we were sort of prepared as we came into any more challenging times. It does seem to have all panned out pretty well so far.
Yeah, I suppose everyone's looking towards kind of the end of lockdown now, aren't they? Although we don't know when that's going to be. It'd be good to see an orderly transition, shall we say, back towards real life. But I mean, it's hard to know what's going to happen to demand, isn't it? Because the outlook for the economy is a bit worse than it has been in the past, obviously. And and consumer confidence might be a bit low in terms of unemployment and people not too sure about how much money they're going to have in their pocket. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what normal looks like when all this is over and when it's all over, I suppose.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge as we go forward. Certainly in places like China, even when they've reopened the food service, it's not like people have rushed back to eat there. So it's not like we would expect to see a sudden resurgence in that market, even when it does reopen. And if people are experiencing lower incomes, how that's going to affect pork is maybe a little bit more difficult to decipher, it being relatively cheaper protein than some of the other meats, but equally more expensive than chicken. So
yeah. Anyway, so strange times. I think we're probably running out of time, really. So thanks for talking to me. And if anyone listening would like to find out a little bit more about what's going on in the pork markets, then the place to go is to the HDB homepage, either onto the coronavirus dedicated pages or onto the pork markets pages, where you'll find more information about supply, demand and trade as well. Thanks so much, Bethan.
Thanks.